Do's and don'ts for virtual interviews. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, there has been a major shift in the traditional form of recruitment and hiring. Now companies are working remotely and leveraging video conference systems to take interviews. If you are also on the job hunt and new to the virtual settings, then there are some considerable things you should keep in mind. In this blog, we will provide a complete list of do's and don'ts of virtual interviews. Also, we will assist you in setting up virtual interview background for Zoom, Skype, and Google Meet. Technology has streamlined the process of hiring. Companies today are earnestly taking interviews using tools such as Google Meet, Skype, and Zoom. The adoption of technical tools for interviews helps companies to save time, keep present and future employees safe from the spread of COVID-19 infection, and ensure that the hiring process's efficiency and effectiveness are not reduced. Remote interviewing enables recruiters to swiftly reach a diverse pool of talent and screen prospective candidates in a cost-effective manner. Some do's for your next virtual interview. Below are a few things you must do right before your video interview. Ensure good internet connectivity. Test your internet connection, web camera, and microphone before the final interview. Use good quality headphones and take a short practice call with your friend to get familiar with the tool. Resolve any technical issues beforehand. Dress up professionally. Just because you're giving an interview from the comfort of your home, it doesn't mean you can show up in your favorite onesie. Remember, the interviewer can still see you in the video. So, wear formal clothes as if you are heading to the company's office for the interview. Be a healthy mind and a healthy body. Keep yourself fit, both mentally and physically, by trying to exercise daily, as that will keep your mind sharp and make you look more radiant in the interviews. Let the light shine on you. Proper lighting is especially important. Do not be in a dimly lit room. If there is artificial lighting, then have the light focus on your face. The light should never be behind your head or facing the camera, as it might make it difficult for the interviewer to see you clearly. Invest in a good quality webcam and speakers. Nowadays, most laptops and desktops have built-in webcams, so you should be all good. But for safety, do test calls with friends to ensure they can hear and see you clearly. If your webcam or microphone has issues with audio or video clarity, we suggest investing in a quality webcam and small speakers for your desktop or laptop. We suggest going with Logitech C930E webcam. Or if you really want to splurge, go for Logitech Brio Ultra HD webcam. Both these webcams have been personally tested by our candidates while giving interviews and provide superior clarity on both audio and video transmission. Keep a check on your body language. Work on your body language. Keep it natural and don't overdo hand gestures. Try to answer each question with a smile to look more confident. Also, look straight into the webcam rather than looking at your books or opening another screen or checking your phone while on the video call. Also, read about common body language mistakes to avoid during a job interview. Get the interviewer's contact details beforehand. By having the recruiter's number prior to the scheduled video call, you can contact them directly in case any technical problems occur during the video interview. Be punctual. Log into the video conferencing program 10 minutes before the scheduled time, and close any other programs in your system which are not related to the interview, such as email, media players, etc. Put off disruptions. Don't let any external factor ruin your interview. Minimize disruptions by turning off your cell phone and silencing your computer notifications. Don't be afraid to ask questions. To leave a good impression on the interviewer, have two or three pertinent questions ready to ask about the job position and company. Also, don't hold back from asking the interviewer to repeat any question if you miss something due to a technical glitch. Position yourself in a clean environment or set up a virtual background. Ensure that your video surroundings are clean, well-lit, and clutter-free. You should not have a messy background for video interviews, in case you are constrained due to reasons beyond your control. You can also set up a virtual background on Skype, Zoom, or Google Meet for your video call to leave a positive impression. Download the latest version of Skype, Zoom, and Google Meet. If you're alien to the virtual world, then you should download the video programs prior to your system to get familiarized with it. Also, make use of professional and business-like usernames instead of any random names like Mr. Moneymaker, Boss Lady, Smarty Pants, etc. Some don'ts for your next virtual interview. Avoid fiddling with your webcam. A video interview can be messy if you keep on adjusting your webcam. Thus, you should not fiddle with the camera as it will leave your recruiter dizzy. In case you are using your mobile for the video call, keep it in a stable place where it can't fall. Do not turn off the camera. Despite being a camera-shy person, you should not get tempted to turn off your camera during the interview call. It is indispensable for both parties to be visible during a virtual call, since it can get awkward for your potential employer to be talking to a blank screen. It may also demonstrate your lack of confidence in handling professional video calls. Don't let anyone else emerge in your video. When giving a virtual interview, you need to make sure that nobody is around or behind your screen. It can come off as distracting and unprofessional if your family members or pets pop up on the screen. Take the interview call in loud surroundings. All your efforts can go in vain if the person taking the interview can't hear your answers or only hears a part of them due to the noisy settings. Choose to sit in a secluded place where no external sound can ruin your interview. Interrupt the recruiter. It is the biggest and most common mistake that candidates often commit during a video call. People tend to overlap communication by interrupting in between and speaking at the same time. Therefore, you should first listen to the question of the interview panel and then give your appropriate answers. How to set up a virtual background in Zoom, Skype, and Google Meet? Remote work is here to stay, which started with the coronavirus. So, be it an interview or a meeting, you should leave a good impression when on a video call. Having a background image free of clutter is one of the important steps to achieving that. We will show you in simple steps how to set a virtual interview background in Zoom, Skype, and Google Meet. You can use some existing custom background images or live background images or videos, only available in Zoom. Also, you can put an individual image like your logo or your resume image as a background to grasp the attention of the interviewer. How to set up a virtual background on Skype? Download the latest version of Skype. Launch Skype, then click the three dots to the right of your username on the top left corner. Click on Settings. Select Audio and Video. Choose one of the preloaded images from Choose Background Effect, or click the plus sign and add your own custom image. You can also blur the real background of your room. Choose your custom virtual interview background effect and exit. Your virtual background image is ready now. Note, it is recommended to use images in landscape orientation mode, and you need to save the custom images locally on your desktop. How to set up a virtual background in Zoom? You can select any virtual background for a video interview from a wide range of background collections provided by Zoom. Thereby, you do not have to worry if you have clutter in your background. Given below are simple steps to set a virtual background for a Zoom interview on a laptop. Sign into your Zoom web portal to edit account settings. Click Account Management on the top right-hand corner once you've signed in. Click Settings in the navigation menu. Navigate to the Virtual Background tab and verify if the setting is enabled. In case the setting is disabled, click the toggle in order to enable it. Choose from three still virtual background images and two live, offered by Zoom, or you can choose your own video or custom image. The below image shows you how to do the above. How to set up a virtual background for Google Meet? Google Meet application lacks the function of enabling a virtual background for interviews. However, you can use its Chrome browser extension to incorporate virtual backgrounds during your call. Here are some steps to enable virtual background in Google Meet. Firstly, you need to visit the Chrome Web Store, then search for virtual background. Thereon, you will find visual effects, or you can use virtual backgrounds for Google Meet. Download and install either of the extensions on the Chrome browser. To initiate a meeting, navigate the Google Meet after installing the extension. Tap on Start Meeting and select Join Now to start the video call. Next, enable the virtual background extension above to select a background of your choice. Conclusion. These essential tips can help you create a good impression in your next interview or meeting. If you are interested in making a career in the technology industry, then consult our talent advisors. We can prepare you for a long-term career in the lucrative technology industry. Anytime you want to upgrade your skills and need a helping hand to enter or re-enter the tech workforce with high-demand tech skills, reach out to us. Since 2010, we have helped thousands of job seekers achieve success in the technology sector. Synergistic IT's career-oriented training programs guarantee fast-paced, quality tech education, preparing you with top-notch skills for coveted tech roles in the industry. Reach out to us. Synergistic IT, home of the best data scientists and software programmers in the Bay Area.